So you got your start kind of song leading at camps, right? And then when did you start composing? What was the first piece you wrote?
It was about half done. I wrote, the melody came to me on a bus, and because I didn't have any confidence in myself to write lyrics, I said it to the Ve'ahavta, Thou Shalt Love. Mm-hmm. And then I taught it to these kids about a month later, and I flipped out when they put their arms around each other and they were sobbing. They're like, we were all crying. First of all, I was crying because I was really moved to hear them singing it, but also because, and they, first of all, they sang it beautifully, and also because it was ours. It was ours. It was, you know, we were reclaiming something that we hadn't touched. We hadn't had any access to it before now.
So it felt like ours in a way that Jewish music hadn't. But just tell me more of what you mean.
Well, look, the bottom line is that I was sitting in my synagogue in St. Paul, and I realized after a fact that, you know, when the service was over, I had hardly opened my mouth. The choir sang, the rabbi spoke, and I was really passive. And how do you exercise? It's like going to exercise and hiring someone to do it for you.
So how old were you when that kind of dawned on you?
It was all at the same time. This all happened at the same time.
16, 17, 18?
No. I was 21.
You were 21.
Yeah, happened in 72.
And that was Reform Temple? That was your conservative synagogue?
Reform.
What's the name of it?
Mount Zion Temple.
In St. Paul?
Yeah. And to their credit, when I finished writing and I finally had enough music to do a service, they let me do it there. And the choir from my high school, my alma mater, sang it. They came and they did the service. And what was really wonderful was that I was working at a department store. I was really afraid to go for an interview because I thought I was too dumb to work at a department store. I just didn't think I had it in me, and I didn't know what kind of credentials you needed. So when I got there and I had my interview, and my boss said, "Oh, you should have went here before." And then I realized that it was okay for me to be working there.
Yeah. What department did you work in?
Oh, first they put me to work in the Christmas decorations department.
Oh.
But they wanted the bulbs counted for the Christmas trees because they had just gotten a shipment. So I went over and I counted them, and I was done like in 3 minutes because all you have to do is count how many
down.
Right, and you multiply. And so I went over and I said, here is how many. She said, "You didn't count them." And I said, "Yes, I did." She said, "How did you count them so fast?" So already I knew something's up here. But I used to have fun. I had to call my Catholic friend to help. She had to come over and help me set up the nativity scenes. Because I didn't know. I knew where the baby was, and I knew the three wise guys. I didn't know. You know, Mary, I could tell. Oh, it was a shot. And then they had these wind-up nuns. And I used to be bored, so I just go wind around, and they were all going around. Yeah, so then after that, I got promoted. We dissolved the Christmas decoration department, and then I went into lamps and audio. They had one record player. It was one stereo system that was their audio.
The audio department. This is in St. Paul? Yeah.
I sold lots of lamps. I learned about Stifel and, you know, because my mother had Stifel lamps. I knew about them before. It was very exciting. They went up 600% when I started working there.
What, did their stock or?
No, the sales.
Oh, it was all because of you.
And
I
they
hope they.
They wanted me to become a supervisor and go to managerial school.
Oh, yeah?
And I would get 10 cents more an hour.
Uh-huh.
So my pay would go from $1.15 to $1.25 an hour.
How long did you last in that company?
Well, I should have went sooner. I used to not take any breaks. So I wouldn't take morning breaks, and I wouldn't take lunch. And then in the afternoon, from like 2 to 3 when they were singing, I went to the choir and I taught them.
At the school?
At the school.
Oh, your alma mater. So was it just down the road?
Down the road a piece.
And you taught the choir.
Beautiful. I did.
Did you go to college? No?
No. As a matter, they told me I should go to secretarial school. That's what they told me.